We're talking to Warren Beeler. Of course, Warren, you have looked at a lot of hogs the last few days, you and the folks that are working through the sift pens and everything, but you're getting ready for this final grand champion drive in a few minutes. Tell me a little bit about the hogs you've seen this year.
Well, I think, we had just a terrific group as usual, and I think this is the deepest hog show in America. You know, we talk about going to other states, and they can kind of get those really good ones away from them. But if you're going to win Oklahoma City, you got to beat everybody. I think this year's hogs were really probably hogs that even fit me better than last year, being just a little more productive, having a little more capacity. They've all got muscle. I mean, it's just amazing there how good they can be in so many. And we want them very complete, but extreme in their muscle, extreme in their capacity, extreme in their soundness, extreme in their, in this kind of, even it's still a beauty contest for hogs, so they got to kind of have that stylish look to them too. And these Oklahoma guys are just amazing in how good they can do that.
Now, you know, obviously we've seen hogs change a little bit over the last 10, 15 years. What's a market hog that really is the right kind of a hog today compared to, say, a decade ago?
Well, what we did, I think, we got the hogs too lean and probably at the same time too heavy muscle. And as a result, we've kind of developed a window kind of on condition where they need to be. And with that backing off and getting not quite so lean, what we've done is we increased the capacity and the volume through the middle hog. And now they're extreme in their production look in terms of depth. And length and width, and also they've still got to have muscle. You're just not going to win a market hog show while we produce them for muscle.
At the same time, you saw a lot of good Oklahoma kids as well over the last two or three days.
I'm just absolutely amazed at the parents and the teachers. You know, Brian Arnold did the sift back there, and that's really the tough job because you put those kids in there and then they're done. You know, that's just kind of what it comes down to. But you never see one misbehave. They just know how to take their whipping at a certain degree, and that's good parents, that's good teachers, that's good agents, that's somebody doing a really good job. And this deal, no matter what we say, I mean, the hogs are terrific, but it's not about the hogs. It's about the kids, and it's about families. And my wife always goes to having a family day. We're going to have a family day, and that's what these folks are. They're as much about, they love them to have good hogs, but they're as much about making good kids as they are good hogs. And if you've been with me the last 30 years that I've been judging, you know it works. It really works.